This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move market on Tuesday, that is 17th of December. Market barometer Sensex snapped the winning run of the last three consecutive sessions on December 16 due to profit booking at higher levels in the absence of any fresh trigger. Sensex and Nifty remained volatile during the session, eventually settling in the red. The BSE Sensex fell 71 points or 0.17% to 40,939, while the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 33 points or 0.27% at 12,054. BSE mid-cap and small-cap closed with losses of 0.46% and 0.20% respectively. On the sectoral front, IT, realty and tech logged gains, but rest others failed to perform. FMCG, telecom, auto, consumer durables and metal indices fell by over 1%. Ajit Mishra, Vice President Research at Religare Broking, expects the Indian market to remain under pressure in the near term, as there are no visible positive triggers which could boost investor sentiment. He believes market participants would continue to track global factors such as the US-China trade deal, crude oil prices, and currency movement. He recommends investors to follow a stock-specific approach. A long negative candle was formed on December 16 with a gap-up opening, which indicates the formation of dark cloud cover-type candle pattern. Technically, the formation of such a pattern at the swing high or near the hurdles indicates further weakness in the market ahead, said experts. The rupee reversed all its early gains and settled 17 paise down at 71 against the US currency on December 16, following rising crude oil prices and fag-end selling in domestic equities. On the institutional front, foreign institutional investors bought shares worth rupees 728.13 crore, while domestic institutional investors sold shares of worth rupees 796.38 crore in the Indian equity market on December 16, provisional data available on the NSE showed. Let's take a look at an important news. Wholesale prices-based inflation rose to 0.58% in November as against 0.16% in October due to increase in prices of food articles. The annual inflation based on monthly wholesale price index was at 4.47% during the same month a year ago. The rate of price rise for food articles rose to 11% during the month as against 9.80% a month earlier, while for non-food articles it eased 1.93% from 2.35% in October, showed the data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Now let's understand what the technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty faced resistance near the all-time high of 12,158. The daily upper Bollinger Band, which has gone flat over the last few sessions, also acted as a barrier on the upside. Consequently, the bulls lost the ground and Nifty slipped in the red. At the end of the day, the index formed a dark cloud cover, a bearish candlestick pattern on the daily chart. As per Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, a senior technical analyst at Sharekhan by BNP Paribas, 12,134 and 12,158 now becomes a significant resistance zone. Ratnaparkhi said if the bulls manage to overcome this hurdle zone, then the index can march towards the short-term target of 12,350. On the flip side, the recent gap area of 12,023 and 12,005 is an immediate support zone to keep a tab on. Three levels to watch out for on Tuesday are 12,046, 12,158 and 12,200. Maximum call open interest was seen at 12,000 followed by 12,100, while maximum put open interest was seen at 12,000 followed by 11,800. Now let's take a look at some stocks in news. Shriram Transport can be in news as S&P cut the company's outlook to negative from stable. Raymond is also expected to be in news as Promoter Group acquired additional 5.16% equity via CCPS on December 12. Equitas Holdings can also be in news as Equitas Small Finance Bank filed IPO papers with SEBI. And JB Financial will consider fundraising by the way of issue of equity shares or any instrument. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to HDFC Securities and here's what they have to recommend. Muthoot Finance is a buy call with a target price of 780 and stop loss of Rs. 686. Upside potential for this call is 8%. Nesco is also a buy call with a target price of 710 and stop loss of Rs. 608. Upside potential for this call is 10%. And Kansai Nerolac Paints is also a buy call with a target price of Rs. 600 and stop loss of Rs. 515. Upside potential for this call is 10%. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com, where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.